You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ramona Shelburne, Woody Page, Harry Lyles Jr., Justin Tinsley. It's Caitlin Clark night, people. 8 points away from the record on the doorstep of history. Her focus, I hope they don't stop the game. Love that. Also, last night, snapping a 27-game losing streak with a one-person court storm and asking Bo for a photo. No! Bo knows photos.
Ah, I see what you did.
I get
there.
It.
Let's go around the horn.
I get it. I get it. Good old nostalgia.
I miss nostalgia. Nobody does it like they used to, you know?
Nope.
Tonight, Iowa City, the hottest ticket in sports this week, and I'm including the Super Bowl. Can't wait to see the lines outside for this one. Iowa, Michigan. Of course it's sold out. It's been sold out for weeks. Caitlin Clark's assault on the all-time scoring record. 8 points away from the D1 record, Kelsey Plum. And yes, her hope is they don't stop the game. She doesn't want a timeout wasted on this, but she did call it a special night. Clark's sensational season, as you all know, has led to an avalanche of celebration and attention, and also debate and differing of opinions and feisty responses, which is what we're here for. So let's go around the horn to Ramona Shelburne, our Clark's night from both the historical perspective and the right now.
You know, I think it's a huge night. I don't like that she said don't stop the game. They're going to stop the game, okay? I know they didn't stop the game when Kelsey Plum broke the record, but they should stop it here because it's a big moment. She should lean into it. But they just lost to Nebraska, mm-hmm. and they're in a tight race mm-hmm. for the Big Ten here. And so I understand the competitiveness. I like it. And I also think that she's got her sights set on a different record, which is Pete Maravich's record, so she can be the all-time scorer in women's and men's basketball, just like Tara Vanderveer mm-hmm. did earlier this season. Mm-hmm.
Woody Page.
Yes, Caitlin's averaged 28 points. Ramona, Pete Maravich ordered up 44.8 points
in three
per
seasons,
game
he has in his the record.
Career.
It's amazing.
And I looked it up this morning. I think there's an opportunity if 5 games from now that they can stop the game and not restart it because she's going to pass Pete Maravich in the next 5 games. Mm-hmm. And if you look at their stats on assists and rebounds, they're very similar. So he was known as Pistol Pete. I am now naming her CC Ryder. Because she really doesn't have a great nickname. Her boyfriend calls her, you shoot her. That's really not appropriate enough. But I think they do stop the game in the first quarter when she does establish the record. It's not going to disrupt the game. They can show some highlights. They can spend 10 minutes away because a timeout in the first quarter doesn't really mean anything. And you get back to the last 3 quarters and head on. As she matches and then equals and then surpasses the record.
Harry Lyles Jr., around the horn to you.
So to address her comments first, I could understand why a shooter would not want the game to stop because once you're in a rhythm, you don't want that to stop for anything. Two, she took that loss last Sunday against Nebraska very seriously. They were up 14 or 15 points going into the fourth quarter. She shot 0-for-6 in that quarter. She said after that game, we've got to stop blowing leads. And this is a team that still feels like they have more to accomplish after feeling like they left something on the table last season. But sports is all about moments. This is a big moment. This is one of the greatest college basketball players that we have ever seen. We didn't stop the game for Kelsey Plum. We need to stop the game for Caitlin Clark. Like, this is truly a big moment. And a lot of people remember when LeBron James broke the scoring record in the NBA. People were like, are we supposed to stop the game for this? Like, yes. Like, what planet are we living on? Like, you need to observe and take those moments in, and that's what we're going to do.
And Justin tonight. Sinsley, around the horn to you on the historical and the right now for Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark has never scored less than 8 points in a game. So it's really all a matter of how quickly is she going to break this. It's going to happen in the first quarter, but, and I hate to break it to her, they're going to stop the game. You're not breaking a school record. You're not breaking a conference record. You're breaking an all-time scoring record. So, of course, the game is going to stop. But I want to go back to comments that Kelsey Plum made a couple of weeks ago where she was like, you know, that was a really low point during her life. And I think we have to look at how possibly Caitlin Clark is looking at it. Yes, it's exciting for us. She's the first player ever with 3,000 points and 1,000 assists. But there's a lot more emotions that come with this. So when she says, I'm not focused on that record, I'm focused on team success, I believe her. This could potentially be her last year in college. She's coming off a really ugly L against Nebraska, as Harry just said. And this scoring record is going to happen. She's more focused on a national championship because she knows a national championship along with this scoring record will make her legacy far more impeachable than
okay.
what it should be.
I allow it, but that's a word that has become banned. But I understand what you're saying. You're talking about the emotion she's feeling.
Yeah.
Ramona, I want to talk about the emotion everybody's feeling here because she has become a polarizing player in some way. There has been debate now, and that's good, right? We need to embrace all the debate when it comes to a player performing like she is. But do you have a view on how she has been received among the greats of all time? We heard Cheryl Swoops last week with some inaccuracies in her statement, and she took that back. But just how even Dawn Staley and Kim Mulkey have talked about her this past season.
You know, that's part of being one of the all-time greats. Like, LeBron James was a polarizing figure when he came into the league. Kobe Bryant, polarizing figure. And when you want to wear the crown, like, it rests heavy on your head, and you have to take all of those opinions. I you know, there's great players in the leagues, great players in sports who don't say anything and don't do anything off the court and never get you talking about them other than what they have done on the court. And that's one form of greatness. But I think when you transcend, especially in women's sports, especially in the WNBA, where she is heading either next year or the year after that, you have to be willing to take all of that in order to raise the game up. It's not just about you.
And it seems like Clark is willing to do that, right? You would agree with that.
Yeah.
But also there has been a push and shove in a wonderful way, some would say. Harry Lowles Jr.?
Tony, I think the one thing that I sort of come back to in thinking about her impact on the game is they had 56,000 people inside Kinnick Stadium to watch an exhibition game that Iowa played against DePaul.
Yeah.
Like, if your impact is that great in the game, this is, a moment where you stop and celebrate this.
All right, Woody, I'll let you a last word here.
That we're watching.
Well, 2 points. I hope she doesn't turn pro because then she can set the record, all-time women's record, because before the NCAA was affiliated with women's basketball, there were numbers that were greater. Mm. Also, she's making about $800,000 this year, and if she sticks around, she can go over $1 million, I think, in that, and make as much money,
she
if not more.
She can get that at the WNBA as
the
well,
WNBA.
Though. What do we know? The NIL doesn't go away. Her marketing ability doesn't go away. The WNBA pays money. We know this.
And the other point is that Maravich was a polarizing figure when he played too, because he was playing for his father and his father would leave him in games until the very end, and that really bothered other teams.
Well, I'm glad you guys brought up Pete Maravich and what you alluded to before the NCAA took on women's basketball. You have to appreciate Lynette Woodard, who's from Kansas, who has a record there, and even before Pearl Moore, a player when it was a AIAW, I believe, also over 4,000 career points. So there is a long line here, and tonight history expected in Iowa City. We move on. NBA last night, Clippers 130, Warriors 125, LA winning with a comeback, and without Kawhi, and without Tyronn Lue after he was ejected in the game. For the Dubs, 15-point blown lead, ending their 5-game win streak. Quote, we are very average. End quote, Steph Curry. Ramona Shelburne was last night. More about the Clippers or Warriors?
I think it was about the Warriors because they've still got to figure out what's going on with Klay Thompson. He was not in here at the end of the game, not part of the closing lineup. Steve Kerr puts him in at the end of the game because they need some 3-point shooting to try to get back in the game. And he commits a horrendous foul that ended up hurting them as they lose this game and blow the lead. And I think, you know, you understand why he does it. He's used to being in the closing lineup. They throw him in cold off the bench, but it's still a bad foul. And they need Klay Thompson if they're going to do anything.
Woody Page, take away from last night?
Yeah, I can't believe someone in L.A. is not talking about the Los Angeles Clippers.
That's not Bill Plaschke there. That's not Bill. Ramona takes a national view,
I'll
and we appreciate that.
Yes.
I quote somebody from 2 weeks ago, that would be me, who said that the Clippers were going to go 8-2 in this month, and they were going to take over the leadership in that conference and for the rest of the year. I did.
Okay.
Get the tapes out, like you always do when I say something
well,
wrong.
Well, they're still the 3 seed right out. Now, right? They lost to Minnesota earlier this week, right?
Not only did they do it without one of their best players, one of the best players in the league, they did it without their coach at the end of the game. They did it without Paul George, who fouled out of the game, and yet they still managed to come back on the Warriors on the road. I think that we're watching the team that's going to be the number one seed when all is over in the Clippers. They are pulling it together if they stay healthy, and they managed to up until now.
Harry Lyles Jr.
3.
So this is about the Warriors, because we do know that we know what the Clippers are. They are 28-7 since December. They are one of the best teams in the NBA, probably the best team in the NBA since that point. But this is about the Warriors. This is a team that's 14-14 at home. That's the second most losses that they've had in an entire season at home under Steve Kerr. We got a lot of basketball to play, man. Like, they might break that record. And Steph Curry's frustration, you can see where it comes from. This is a team that's won 5 games in a row, and yet you blow a lead like you did last night against this Clippers team. He knows that's not the standard if they want to get to where they need to be. And it's not even just going to be a Klay Thompson thing. You're going to need guys like Jonathan Kuminga to keep developing, and Pozemski as well, if you're going to get this team to where it needs to be, because this just can't be the same that it's been in the past.
Justin Tinsley.
I'm going with the Clippers, because this is another example of how all the pieces fit. No Kawhi, PG fouled out. Their coach got kicked out of the game. Guess what? Norman Powell and Russell Westbrook, two legitimate six man of the year candidates, took over in that fourth quarter and basically spearheaded the charge for the win. So, look, I get it. With the Clippers, everything matters in the spring and hopefully the summer if you're a Clippers fan. But as of right now, they are the best team in the league.
In the league? More than Boston?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, I have them, yes. Since the start of December, they've been the best team in basketball.
And since the start of October? Boston was like 50 last night. I mean, I understand you can feel good.
Against the Nets.
Okay. Clippers lost to Minnesota, who they trail in the standings 2 days
ago. They're the number one team.
Okay.
We'll take a break.
Boston,
you
got to
take.
A couple weeks ago.
You know, you can take some pushback. Myers, sell next.
Lose the glass.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best-dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person, too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
What does the NBA have on its hands here with the arrest of the Pistons' Isaiah Stewart for punching the Suns' Drew Eubanks in the arena tunnel before yesterday's game? Not many details known. The Suns, in a release, call it unprovoked. Detroit coach Monty Williams said it's irresponsible for the Suns to say that before the NBA's investigation. Ramona Shelburne, Around the Horn to you. What are you hearing as the NBA handles this?
Well, look, this, you know, the NBA is going to review the footage, and now that we are in 2024 where everything comes out, I have a feeling we'll all see the footage at some point anyway. But this is an interesting situation for the league because we had the exact same thing happen up in Golden State last season when Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole in a practice, during a practice. Now that was behind closed doors, not out in the parking lot in Phoenix where there were officers around. But the authorities there didn't get involved with Draymond Green. The league didn't step in there. They let the Warriors handle it. And so I think now we have a jurisdiction issue. Like, what is there's a precedent that the NBA doesn't get involved here when it's off the court, but there's also a jurisdiction issue with the Phoenix Police.
What do you have a view of this?
Yeah, Ramona, you'll remember that Stewart started a fracas in Los Angeles against LeBron James at the free throw line yep. 3 years ago, 2021, and he was suspended for 2 games. So he does have a history, not a full history like Draymond Green, but I think because of what happened in that earlier incident, he's going to get strong measures taken against him by the NBA.
Ari Lyles, what kind of situation does the NBA have here with the player being arrested in the arena for a punch?
It's an odd situation, and for the people at home, since we haven't shown the footage, the incident that Woody is referring to is what I would call the why I oughta, because he kept just running after every Laker that he could find in that situation to help jog your memory.
Oh, the old one.
The timing of this is bad because it happened before a game, and I know they played a physical game. I believe it was at the beginning of November, and so based on what we know, it seems like a situation that was on the court, basketball stuff carried over in a situation where he wasn't even supposed to be playing last night. He has an injured ankle. He wasn't active, so it looks bad. I still think we need to find out more information, see if there was anything that was said, but this is just another ugly thing that the NBA is dealing with, and they got to kind of try to find a way to maneuver out of these.
Yeah, I look at it from Isaiah Stewart's point of view. This is how you develop a reputation. And when you have a job that is only one of like 400 jobs in the world, it's easy to get cut loose. So when I look at him, like, he wasn't even playing in that game last night. So it makes that look even more premeditated than what it was. He hasn't played since late January. So when I look at this, Isaiah Stewart has to be careful because the reputation you carry can either make or break you in the league, and it doesn't look good for Isaiah Stewart at this point.
Fire sell 2, Lakers over the Jazz last night. Are the Lakers becoming Anthony Davis's team is a question you people have been trying to ask for years. Last night, 37-15 for Davis. Rui Hachimura had 36 as well. Maybe you think it's Rui's team. This is who we have to be, Davis said about the pace the team played last night. Woody, what you buy, what you sell?
Well, AD, I think, has taken over as the team leader now from LeBron James, who didn't play last night. Talking about going 37 points, 15 rebounds. They've been 6-1 in their last 7 games since January 25th. They're 3rd in offensive efficiency and 2nd in three-point efficiency. So I think that Anthony Davis is helping in both those areas, and he actually has taken over the offense and taken over the team.
Ari Lyles Jr.
Tony, I feel like the fact that we're still asking this question captures pretty well where we've been with this Lakers team because when they got Anthony Davis, we said he was going to have to be the best player to carry this franchise into the future. And this his first season there, in 2019-2020, when they won the title, he was first team All-NBA, first team All-Defense. He hasn't been that since then. So if he can get back to being that player, that seems like a pretty good starting point for them being legitimate contenders again.
Dinsley.
Yeah, I agree with Anthony Davis. Look, LeBron will always be the conductor of that team and that franchise, but offense and defense starts with Anthony Davis. They're 8-3 in their last 11 games, and this is a team that knows after the All-Star break, every game they play is essentially playoff worthy, playoff contention, playoff seeding, because they're in a stacked West, and they're going to have to go on a run if they even want to get out the play-in.
And Ramona, specifically about the pace that Davis was talking about and the space he occupies.
Well, listen, when they went to the Western Conference Finals, it was because they had a great defensive team. Yeah. They put Rui Hachimura in there. He was part of that great defensive team. There's a couple of veiled shots at Darvin Ham and the coaching staff for not using this lineup earlier, and you hear it every game after the post game. I think they need to tamp down on that because they're starting to win now, and it's
okay. But you do feel there's been a tweak there defensively.
Side comments about the coaching staff.
And Davis is so good defensively, too. We'll move on. Buy or sell 3. Michigan trounced by Illinois this week.
They're 8-17. Tough year for Juwan Howard and the Wolverines. Athletic director Ward Manuel, quote, "I have not really thought about changes in our men's basketball program at this time." Harry, do you hear that as a vote of confidence? Or at what point do you start thinking about changes with the Michigan program right now?
It sounds like a vote of confidence, which is typically not a good thing, though I do hope in this instance they will have just a little bit more patience for Juwan Howard. I go back and think about that opening press conference he had, how emotional he was with it. We know how much the University of Michigan means to him. Some things have not gone their way. Hunter Dickinson transferring out. They thought they were going to get Caleb Love. They didn't. And then obviously all this feels worse, at least for them, because Michigan football just won a national championship.
Well, that's not a bad thing for the school. Justin Tinsley, how about you?
Well, pressure-wise, basketball.
I think he's going to have a little bit longer runway in this. Obviously, he's Juwan Howard, a famous alum of the school, and they're thinking about his health scare earlier in the season, so they're going to give him this season. But I think next season, if they continue to lose, you can only lose but so much, regardless of who you are.
Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, Tony, you're a stickler for word choice, and I think there could have been some words edited out of this statement. We have not really thought about. How about we have not thought about? By adding, have not really thought about.
We thought about it, but it wasn't a real thought. Okay. Woody Page.
Normally, vote of confidence is trailed by the phrase dreaded vote of confidence. But in this case, he deserves all the time he can get after having heart surgery. I mean, he is such a supporter of that program and in its past history.
Woody, I know that you require our attention.
I am the goat.
And you want us to ignore Justin and your baby goat right there. You guys can sit back in the front row there and see Ramona Shelburne, Harry Lyles in Showdown next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Last night, a 27-game losing streak was snapped. Detroit, have mercy. But a one-person court storm. Ramona, does a 27-game losing streak snap deserve more than one-person court storm, or does one just about cover it?
You know what? Kudos to this guy, whoever he is, for being a real fan, not getting embarrassed. Look at the dude on the left who wants to join him, but chickens out. I mean, come on.
I didn't see that. Harry Lyles Jr.
This is the most,
good spot.
This is the most appropriate court storming of all time. Not in just terms of should we, but the amount of people. Because one person for snapping a losing streak like that, pristine.
Detroit mercy over Ooey Pooey. With one person storming the court, everybody gets a point. We'll move on. Showdown 2, there's bad and there's so bad it's good. Jordan Poole's carry last night. Look at this. But you got a showdown versus Pistons Suns, which had a couple of possessions here, which we have to use super speed because it went on so long that was bad. Which bad was best, Harry?
Tony, this is the king of the genre. It has to be Jordan Poole. This is going into, he basically has an album of these. This is his Thriller, okay? Like, this is just another track on the album.
Ramona?
I appreciate the effort in that Pistons Sun. Look, that game was totally a debacle of a game, and they're diving on the court. They're trying for the ball at the end of the fourth quarter. Good effort there, guys.
With the Jordan Poole, I'm not even disappointed. I'm impressed. That carry to try to pull that off? Ramona Shelburne, take 30 seconds of FaceTime.
You know, Tiger Woods is competing in the Genesis Invitational, and I'll never forget where I was back in February of 2021. This is his first tournament in 10 months, but February 2021, when he was hosting this tournament, this is his tournament out here in Pacific Palisades, when he had his car accident, I covered it. None of the doctors I talked to ever thought he would ever play golf again. Every time I see him out there, it is a gift to him, to the world. Just don't take anything for granted, because the fact that he has ever made it back is truly a miracle.
You brought up the Genesis. I thought you were going somewhere else. Genesis, EA Sports. It's in the game. College Football 25. Who's ready?
Nice shades, Will.
Let's go. Let's go, Fordham.